My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Talk to our man, Brian McFadden. All Things Covered is the podcast. It's terrific. And he is a CBS NFL analyst. B, let's start with what we saw from you yesterday. And we're telling our audience they can go check it out as well. It's on YouTube. But a great interview, great session. I know you spent a lot of time with Keon Coleman. Tell us what you learned, man, because this is a guy that's the first pick for the Bills out of Florida State. I said to Mike, I think he's going to be Josh Allen's number one option. What did you learn from this kid?
I learned that he's super smart. His football IQ is really, really impressive. I mean, when you look at his athletic side of things, when it comes to his physical nature, his measurables, he has everything you would want your wide receiver to have. But just being able to talk ball with him, he really impressed me with his knowledge of the route concepts from a wide receiver side of things, not to mention where he fits in certain dynamics of certain plays from the quarterback, and just being able to put himself in positions to be successful. You know, when you look at some, rookie wide receivers going into the National Football League, they rely so much on their physical skill set. But for Keon, he has both, and I was really blown away with how much he knows when it comes to the cerebral part, and I believe he's going to have a successful year.
The dude made some big-time catches. You and I, we talk all the time about Florida State. Just being down there, watching him move the chains, making the tough catches. You know, the catch radius is the phrase that's used. We talked earlier with Randy Mack. His speed, would you compare it to what we have with Drake London? Not elite speed, but good enough NFL speed.
Yeah, that's a great, great comparison, Mike. And you talk about Drake London. He's not known to be a burner, but he creates separation. And guys like Drake London, Keon Coleman, they understand body movement and they understand angles. And that's why they're able to be successful more than none when they're running these routes against smaller, faster, quicker defensive backs, because they can utilize their body to create separation and manipulate sometimes the coverage from the guys that's covering them. So that's a great comparison. And you talk about a thing that I like about Keon also, he's a former hooper. You know what I mean? So he understands that he knows how to attack the ball at his highest points. And those are some of the outstanding, entertaining highlights that we saw a year ago when he was down in Tallahassee playing with the Seminoles.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't wait to see what he looks like. I think the Bills just said, you know what, with Stephon Diggs, who I still think is a great player, but, hey, we need to move on and we can do this in a different way. And to pick him, first in the first round was a big deal. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I know you gave him some Florida State love. I already know that, so who knows.
Oh, you already know. You already know what we're doing, man. We got a nice little factory coming out of Tallahassee. This year might even be more from what we saw a year ago.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about some other things that are going on around the league, man, as we get ready for the start of training camp. By the way, what was your approach when you were in the league? Like how did you approach training camp? Because it is a grind, right? And I mean, and then you got to look at the season. Everybody wants to try to stay healthy, man. You don't want to overdo it. We know Bijan Robinson, was set back a little bit from kind of overworking himself. What was your approach, by the way?
You know what? I had two different approaches in my professional career. My first approach was I was more of a loner. getting ready for training camp. I practiced by my, I trained a little bit more by myself in South Florida. I was attacking the beach. I was on the beach running barefoot, doing drills, trying to, you know, master our conditioning test. And I realized when I first got to camp my rookie year and I went through training camp, the conditioning test pretty much laid me down. That's when I realized, nah, Mac, I got to do something different. I got to do something different the offseason. And what I did was I, once we got through my rookie campaign, guys, I asked some of the veterans, like, yo, what's going to be your offseason regimen? Where you're training, who you're training with? Because I saw how easy it was for those guys, not just throughout training camp, but throughout the entire season. So I was like, man, whatever they did, I need to do also so I can be in better condition moving forward. So I started to train with other guys. Nowadays, when you look at how the offseason regimen is structured and how easy training camp is compared to how it was when I was there. I mean, yeah, you got to understand and know when to put in overdrive and know when to kind of scale it back a little bit. And for me, I would kind of scale it back knowing that I had maybe a week and a half or two to report to camp, because most importantly, you don't want to go into camp with some type of ailment. So you want to make sure you're conditioned, you're feeling good, and you want to also make sure you're super fresh to be able to attack this upcoming camp, to be able to put forth your best effort.
Two-time Super Bowl winner Bryant McFadden with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Duke Sabel live from Lake Lanier Islands at Margaritaville. We spent a lot of time last week about free agents, guys that are still out there for the cornerback room. We got into the numbers this week, Bryant, about
how the
front four or five helps the back end. Pass rush. All the teams that have great pass rush seem to really have a lot of interceptions. No coincidence, right?
No. You know what? It's great that you mentioned that, because I remember when I was with the Steelers and Dick LeBeau used to always keep us in the loop when it comes to the stats. You know, what defenses are doing what. And we always wanted to be in the top echelon in the National Football League. But one thing he always emphasized, when you look at teams that create a lot of turnovers, 9 times out of 10, guys, they're putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And it's not always about sacking quarterbacks. We know that's the most notable stat, sacks. But pressures are just as important as sacks, because that pressure forces the quarterback to throw the football when they're not ready to, and 9 times out of 10, that provides an incompletion. So, yes, when you talk about trying to improve the secondary here in Atlanta, the best way to do so is to be able to get guys that can go hunt the quarterback. Find a way to go get home in the backfield to put these quarterbacks in uncomfortable positions for 4 quarters, because if they're in that spot, they're going to be rushed to throw the football, and now you just got to have the guys in the secondary to catch it.
I want to get your thoughts, B, on former NFL DC Monty Kiffin. He passed away yesterday. Mike and I talked a little bit about it at the end of the show. 84 years old. But you talk about affecting the league. You know, obviously most people know him for the Tampa 2 during his tenure with Tampa Bay under Tony Dungy. He spent 13 seasons as a DC there. Just talk about his influence, man, in the league.
You know what, Carl, Mike? I'll go one step further. It's not just about Monty Kiffin's impact on the National Football League, but throughout football in totality. Think about this. When you go to Pop Warner Fields and watch Pop Warner defenses, they will have a Tampa 2 in their install defensively. Think about that. You know, talk about looking at the 9U and the 10U, you know, 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds, that's a generic coverage that they will have installed, the Tampa 2. And that's the name, Tampa 2. And then, of course, when you go to middle school football and high school football, that's a common defensive coverage that DCs utilize because of the impact that it had when Monty was running it there in Tampa. Think about what they used to do. They only rushed 4 guys. Consistently dropped everyone else in coverage in that 2 shell and just caused so much havoc that it created a new defensive coverage throughout football, not just the National Football League, but throughout football. Right now, try me. Go to a park and just listen to them talk defense. I'm willing to bet they got a Tampa 2 somewhere in their install. So when you talk about the impact, his impact will forever be felt in football. Not just the NFL, in football, because of his mindset being able to put something together that wasn't a hot common theme at that time, and he was overly successful in doing so.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, talking some football on a Friday. Nowadays, for guys like Michael Penix Jr. in preseason, I know they don't really give you a lot of complex looks, but how difficult is it for a rookie quarterback? You know, they always tell you, at least they try to tell you on television, Brian, if one safety's coming up, they'll try to disguise it. Okay, yep. he's in run support. How difficult is that for a quarterback to figure out what the secondary's doing?
Well, you know what? It shouldn't be super difficult calling Mike because you're going to get a generic look. You know, when we used to prepare in preseason ball, especially knowing that we were utilizing a lot of newcomers, you know, guys that were new to the defensive scheme and new to how we do things, most of the things they were getting was generic. So that's why you see so many – think about this, guys. That's why you see so many experienced veteran quarterbacks. They're usually successful in preseason because when they get into the ball game, they're going against twos and threes, and they get a generic style of defenses. And you look at the numbers, you're like, wow, such and such look real good. Such and such, you know, he looks like he can be a player. And then, of course, once the regular season starts, you see something totally different than what you saw because you're getting more exotic looks. So for a guy like Michael Penix, man, just study, but just understand and know. You're going to get a lot of generic looks. You're not going to get a lot of exotic pressures because a lot of people don't like to show their hands in the preseason because they want to make sure whatever they showcase in the regular season, it's the first time it has been seen. And that has been the mindset for most defensive coordinators, and the same can be said for most OCs.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I know you guys are working on another episode. Tell people where they can find the podcast, All Things Covered.
Man, All Things Covered, man. YouTube channel, All Things Covered / YouTube, definitely there where you can check us out. We just dropped the episode this past week with Brandon Jacobs, former New York Giants, two-time Super Bowl winning champion with the Giants, of course, you know, talking some ball. We got some big things coming up this week, man. I'm trying to finagle our schedule, man, because it's so much going on with camp getting ready, with college, with NFL. You know, we got SEC Media Days coming up. So I'm trying to figure out who is the next big-time guest that we'll have on as we get ready for the season. You know what? It could be Mike Bell and Carl Dukes. Those could be two good wow. individuals to have on the pod with us, man.
Well,
we'll come on there and
talk some noise for sure. We'll do that.
Bring some heat. Again, if you need the perspective of a long snapper who never got it further than 11th grade, I'm your guy right here.
Oh, you want us to criticize somebody? We're good for that, too.
Coach Prime can't make it, we're there.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. B, real quick before we let you go, any word on Patrick Peterson, man? What's going on? Mike and I still looking at these corners.
We take him right now. Yeah.
What's going on?
Listen, man, he's still waiting, and his comments from the podcast – over a week ago really made national headlines because everybody was thinking the same thing that he asked me on the podcast. Why are there so many high-level veteran DBs still available? And you know, I shared with you guys my sentiments about that. It's more about the finances because if they were to sign one of those guys right now, you know, their entire salary is guaranteed. So a lot of organizations will try to weather the storm and try to get to week one and see what happens. And then after week one, if there's still a need, they go get the guy because their entire salary is not guaranteed. I mean, Justin Simmons is still available. Think about that. I mean, this was a guy who was a big-time pro. You know, pro bowler. I think he made an all-pro team at some point in time throughout his career in Denver. He's still available. Or Dory Jackson, you know, Stephon Gilmore, Pat P, Xavier Howard. Like, these are quality, experienced vets that still don't have a job right now. So it's crazy to see, and as you stated, no question, Atlanta, come on, Raheem. You need depth. You need experienced depth. And not to mention, get this. I did a stat. Pat had a okay year, not up to his Hall of Fame-like standard, but he had an okay year. But Pat P still had two more interceptions than all three top three guys for the Falcons that are slated to be the quarterback this year.
Brian, we literally said it yesterday, word for word, man. Plus, not to mention the way that Dwight Freeney came in at 16, I think that's a good guy for the room and for the team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, fact, interesting stuff.
Veterans, guys that are selfless, they don't mind sharing the wealth, and they don't mind being a serviceable guy. It's not like these guys are coming in with a huge ego, like, I got to do X, Y, and Z. No, these guys are trying to put their hand in the pile to try to hoist a sticky Lombardi and share high-level knowledge, you know what I mean? So we have to see how it plays out, but that's usually how it works when it comes to the financial side of things because, yes, teams want to win. You already know that. But guess what? They want to do so under their financial side, mindset. Like, yeah, we can go get this guy, but if we get him now, guys, guess what? If we want to cut bait at week 8, we still got to pay him. And a veteran salary is a lot. It's different than rookie salaries. And last thing I say about this, guys, we have to remember, when you bring in a veteran like an Xavier Howard or Stephon Gilmore, you're only getting one player. And you might be like, Mac, what do you mean one player? Those guys don't play special teams, right? Right. They don't play special teams. They haven't played special teams in a long time because they've been starters. But if you get a younger guy, get two players in one. You get a guy that can help you on the defensive side, might not be at in a high rate, but guess what? They also can contribute when it comes to the special team side of things as well. And those are things that teams monitor and they look at when it comes to veterans, younger players, the comparison, who do you go, which player, and also, too, knowing the salary. And if you get a veteran in, you only get in one guy.
It's a great point. B-Mac, thank you so much, as always, man. Have a great weekend as we count down to the start of training camp. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.